Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 4th of September, A Carnal Marriage. Moses could have sanctified both himself and his sons through his obedience, despite any degree of resistance that he may have experienced from his wife toward him and toward the covenant of circumcision. Plainly, regardless of his wife's responses, the issue for Moses was his own lack of sanctification. From the scriptural account, we can reasonably conclude that Zipporah had been unwilling to allow Moses to circumcise their second son. Although both sons were with them on the journey to Egypt, it became apparent that only one of the sons had not yet been circumcised. For Zipporah, there could have been numerous reasons why she justified her resistance to Moses on this matter. Perhaps the second son was already struggling with health-related frailties or difficulties. Perhaps their first son had previously experienced health problems as a consequence of his circumcision, and Zipporah did not want this scenario to recur with her second son. We could also surmise that Zipporah was demanding to raise the children according to her native culture as a Midianite, and as a Midianite, it was not her culture to circumcise every male infant. She evidently did not agree with it, even though she had compliantly conceded with the circumcision of their first son. However, even more fundamentally, Zipporah's underlying reason for her resistance to her husband was that her inherent maternal instinct was to protect her children from suffering. She simply did not want her children to experience the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. As a result of Moses' disobedience to the Lord and Zipporah's disobedience to her husband, neither of them was walking blamelessly before the Lord, nor were they of one spirit together. Their marriage covenant was not of the spirit, rather it was of the flesh. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, Exodus chapter 4 verse 20, Exodus chapter 4 verse 25, Exodus chapter 18 verses 2 to 4, and Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. For further study, Exodus chapter 4.